The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerk.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews on your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Dubai stars Caroline Stanberry, Caroline Brooks, and Nina Ali, who talk all about how this show is different from other franchises, what misconceptions they wanted to clear up about women of Dubai, and why Caroline Stanberry decided to return to reality TV. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just watched the first episode. Congratulations. It is so much fun. I am so ready for this season. I feel like we've been missing Dubai. Like this is like the most amazing Housewives. So tell me, what sets Dubai apart from all the other Housewives franchises? Brooks, do you want to take this one?
I think what sets us apart from every other franchise is, first of all, we're the first international franchise. That's one big thing that sets us apart. And not only are we international, we're in the most incredible, opulent city in the world. Yeah. So, you know, plus we're in the heart of the Middle East. I mean, what doesn't set us apart? We're totally different. So I think there's going to be a lot for the fans to see. And I think that this is, you know, refreshing. It's something new. And I think that people are going to be excited this summer. It's going to be a really good summer.
Definitely. Caroline, it's great to see you back. I mean, what inspired you to sign on for another reality show? And how would you compare this to Ladies of London, if you can at all?
What inspired me? Well, I mean, I think because my life's changed so much, and I still have been so lucky that my fans have stayed with me all these years. And I think that I was just ready to show them how much my life has changed. And it's very, very different. I mean, the only thing that compares is the way the show is filmed in a way, but everything else has just been so different. And obviously the experience is completely different with a different set of girls. So, you know, no, it didn't prepare me in any way, shape or form what's about to come.
What's been more dramatic?
I actually thought we would get, you know, like I don't know, when we started Ladies of London, we're English, we're more reserved. We're like, you know, oh no, I'll open the door for you. No, let me get it. This is not like this. This is like, this was Housewives.
Yes. Definitely. Nina, what kind of misconceptions about women of Dubai are you hoping this show maybe clears up?
There's a lot of misconceptions about Dubai, but I think the viewers, when they see it, they'll realize that, you know, women here, they lead their lives just like in the Western world as well. You know, they're educated, they're successful, they run their own businesses, they're running the show, the household, multitasking. I mean, there's nothing that we're doing, you know, back in the U.S. US, you know, I'm from Texas, but there's nothing that, you know, you see in the US that women can't do here. And so I think there's a lot of misconceptions. And when people see who we are, our backgrounds, what we're doing every day in our life, I think they'll be really, really surprised.
Yeah, definitely. How did your families feel about you going on this show and kind of opening up yourselves, opening up your personal lives on camera? Brooks, how about you?
I feel like my family was very accepting of it. You know, the Real Housewives franchise is a big part of the American culture. We're all familiar with the show. Mm-hmm. My mom loves it. You know, my sisters watch it. And my mom was a part of the show. You know, she came and visited me. So my family's very supportive of me. And it's my decision in the end of the day. So, you know, they said that this is something I want to do, then they fully support it.
Oh, got it. Caroline, how about you?
I mean, I don't think anything shocks them anymore. I mean, you know, 1 minute I'd already announced I'm getting married and, you know, to a guy 20 years younger, and now I'm going back on a reality show. And it was much more shocking to them in the UK when I first did the reality show, because there was no reality show really in the UK. So they were horrified. I think now nothing I can do can shock them.
Right. Nina, how about you? Because we see in the teaser that you say that you get a lot of pressure from your family this season. So what can you tease a little bit about that? And how did your family feel about it?
Actually, my family was very, very supportive. It was more me that had reservations before doing it. I kind of had like one foot in, one foot out. But they've actually been surprisingly very, and they're very conservative. My parents are very conservative, but they're also open-minded. Coming from Lebanon, but growing up in the U.S., they just, you know, they're exposed to a lot. So they were actually pretty supportive. Same with my husband and everybody else.
Yeah, that's great. Caroline, in the first episode, we see some of the women maybe doubting your relationship with Sergio a little bit, especially Ayan. What was your reaction to that?
I mean, well, first of all, can you imagine if I doubted her relationship? I mean, Jesus Christ, I would not be sat here right now. I think Ayan needs to talk about things she knows about and keep her opinions to herself, frankly. And I find it sad that a woman from from anyone's age group or whatever has to sort of belittle somebody else's relationship to rise themselves, mm-hmm. or also comment on someone else's relationship. She knows nothing about mine. So I suggest, you know, as she goes along, she learns a little bit more before she opens her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Caroline, Brooks, it seems like the two of you, you and Ayan, also go at it this season. What can you tease about that? And is she, I mean, I don't want to label her the villain of the group, but is that kind of how she emerges this season?
I don't think she's a villain. I think she's a troublemaker more than anything, because she crumbles easily. You know, I wouldn't call her a villain, because Ayan is soft inside. She's emotional. Yeah. More than anything.
Mm-hmm. She operates on emotion,
and she is a troublemaker. But I have, you're going to see a lot of me and Ayan going at it, but I have a lot of love for her, but I do have a lot of issues with her. Yeah. She's very emotional.
I think it was either Ayan or Lisa calls you messy in the first episode after what kind of goes down with the hen party. What was your reaction to that?
I know for a fact that I'm not the one who is being messy. Mm-hmm. Completely opposite, actually. The messy ones were Lisa and Ayan.
Mm-hmm. Very good at pushing back on everybody else. Very, very, very good at that.
Mm-hmm.
One rule for them, another for us.
Pretty much.
Nina, was it hard for you to see kind of all this drama go down at your dinner party? Was this something that you were like, oh no, I was not expecting this to happen?
I've just never witnessed a group of women like yelling and screaming that way, especially like in my place of residence. Like I spent time getting the whole rooftop ready for everyone. But you know, I think there was a lot of emotions that night. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, when one person's attacking you, it's just, you want to defend yourself and voices get loud.
And then Caroline, how is married life treating you?
I mean, I'm loving married life. The fact is that we got married, we moved house. You're going to see a lot of things that we go through, and we're very, very happy, still going strong. Mm-hmm. You know, we get, I'm very, very, very blessed. Like, I count my blessings, and I, to have another chance at my age, to do what I call a do-over with someone who's just so happy in himself, I'm very, very lucky, and I have to pinch myself sometimes.
Yeah. Caroline Brooks, what is that moment that you are most looking forward for fans seeing this season?
Oh my gosh. I think, I feel like with the trailer that dropped and seeing that the fans reacted really positively to a good friend of mine coming on to the show, which is Phaedra, I think I'm excited for them to see that bit because they are super excited to see the return of Phaedra Parks. So
I was too. Was there any advice that she had given you before cameras started rolling?
To buckle up. Going to be a wild ride.
And was she right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Nina, how about you? What are you most excited about? And then, I mean, did you kind of take that same advice? Was it a wild ride?
Yeah, it was a wild ride, but I think there was a lot of growth with all of us. We all went through our ups and downs, and I'm really excited for the rest of the world to see this like amazing bubble we live in and all these misconceptions that people have always had about Dubai. I can't wait to like, you know, burst their bubble and say, it's actually not what you thought. And, you know, they're going to see the people that live here. It's just people from all walks of the world. And I think that we're going to be very, very surprised.
Definitely. Before I have to wrap up, I have some fun little co-star secret questions. So just some like rapid fire questions about the cast and the show a little bit. First one, are there any rules when it comes to filming in Dubai? Because, you know, there is alcohol rules and things like that. So were there any rules that you had to abide by and how did you kind of go about that, Caroline?
I don't think there were. Not for us.
Yeah, there were. There were a lot of rules, but the production team really abided by them well. I think everybody caught on pretty quickly. I think that the rules are second nature to us, so we don't feel them, right? Because we know what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do. So it's not like a thing, like we don't overthink it because we know, no, we should not take the champagne glass downstairs in the lobby of the hotel and like walk outside to valet. We know that. You know, like it's like we know. So there are rules and we followed them. So, yeah.
If you were to raid another co-star's closet, who would it be? Nina, I'll start with you.
I would say Caroline Stanberry. Then I would also Brooks. Brooks, you know, there's a lot of like Caroline Brooks. It's always hard when I have both Carolines in the same room. But Caroline Brooks, you know, she's got a lot of sophisticated suits and stuff, which I love. And then Caroline Stanberry has all the like cute, sexy, like very nice clothes that, you know, I don't have her body, but when I see her wearing them, I'm like, okay, if I had those legs, I would put that on. So, but I love both of their style. I love Sarah's style as well.
Thank you, Nina.
I think all the girls have their own unique style. Yeah.
They I don't have their I don't own unique all style. The girl style.
I want Nina's handbag collection.
Oh my God. Me too. Nina's a spoiled one, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. I always see the bags and I'm like, okay, I'm coming over.
I love it.
Ditto to yours.
Who turns it on the most for the cameras? Caroline Stanberry, you want to take that one?
Ayan.
I have to agree. I have to agree.
Ayan turns it on the most.
Not. I mean, do you mean it like okay, in a good way or a bad way?
It could be either way.
Ayan. Both ways. Ayan.
I love it. Do you have any argument regrets from this season or any moment that you wish you could do over? Caroline Brooks, you look like you're jumping at the bit to say something.
We're only at episode one, right? Watch the whole season and then ask me that question.
Who throws the best parties?
Nina.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we ruin it.
And there you go. That's a perfect statement. I throw them and they ruin them.
Literally. Ruin them.
She serves a lot of alcohol and like then like, you know, things get fun and it gets messy.
I don't serve a lot. You just consume a lot.
I love it. And then if you were to cross over with another Housewives franchise, what would it be and why?
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Same. Beverly Hills.
I love a lot of friends in LA. And so I love going there. And Beverly Hills or Miami, I guess. Yeah.
I'd say Miami.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, ladies, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and I'm so excited for the entire season. It's going to be a great ride.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one. Bye. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.